Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Modern Mastery Podcast, where we help you build yourself, build your business, and join the new 1% of individuals that are living a meaningful, free, and fulfilled life through self-development and online entrepreneurship. My name is Dan Cote, and today I have my good friend and business partner, Joey, aka The Cypreneur, with me on this segment of the Modern Mastery Podcast that we call Lifestyle Mastery, where we dive deep into a specific topic about how you can master your mind, body, spirit, or business, along with discussing what we've learned this week and our personal struggles so you do not have to repeat our mistakes. But before we get into it, let's talk about Modern Mastery HQ. MMHQ is a tight-knit community of creators, coaches, freelancers, and any other ambitious individuals that want to grow themselves and their businesses. You get to steal the proven systems, strategies, and processes from myself, a marketing consultant, and Joey, a performance consultant, to build a predictable and sustainable income source as an online entrepreneur through both tangible and intangible skill acquisition. This success is a result of becoming a high-value individual. This is what we help you achieve. The information inside is responsible for making members tens of thousands of dollars and drastically improving their quality of life. From monthly trainings, weekly action articles, 30-day habit challenges, monthly live calls, real-time help, and much more, it is the all-in-one solution for growing yourself and your business. As an entrepreneur, your business growth relies heavily on your personal growth. In Modern Mastery HQ, we nearly force both of those. If you absorb the information and do what we say, it's near impossible to fail. Our processes are time-tested, and we hold absolutely nothing back in terms of the information we provide. So if you want to join 450-plus members in accelerating their journey to a sovereign and free life, go to join.modernmastery.co and join for less than the price of a night out. With that said, I have a few favors to ask that cost $0. So if you enjoyed this podcast, subscribe or follow, depending on which platform you're listening on. It's just one button click away. It takes 1 second to do this. It costs nothing, and it truly helps support the growth of this podcast and get more organic listeners. The next thing, you can leave us a rating and review, letting us know what you thought, or just leaving a comment if this is on YouTube. Or you can tag us at Modern Mastery on Twitter or at Modern Mastery HQ on Instagram with a link to this episode and some kind words. And if you do all three, send us a DM and we have something special to give you. Without further ado, let's dive right into this episode of the Modern Mastery Podcast. Yo, what's up, Joey?
How's it going?
It's going well, man.
Not my Mario impersonation skills, apparently.
I know. I wonder if they heard that. If you heard that, tweet at us. We need to get better at that, man.
Yeah.
I think that, so
we should ask a question every time and have people tweet the answer at us.
Fuck. That's so good. Okay.
Yep.
That's what we do, baby. We're starting an entirely new movement here on the Modern Mastery Podcast with Co and Joe.
We're going to be better.
wait, what? I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
I said we're going to be better.
Ah, yes.
We're trying a new thing.
1% better every day, yeah. Every episode.
All right, James Clear.
Okay, what's the question? Okay, what? Oh, all right. So we're talking about morning routines on this episode. So what is your morning routine? And I would tweet it now, like literally pause this and tweet it now, because you can't just copy ours. If you copy our morning routines, then
we're going to sue you.
Yeah, exactly. This is copyright 2020 Modern Mastery HQ.
2021.
We're the outdated copyright. But
Dan's morning routine's figuring out what year it is, apparently.
What's the hashtag? Just MM podcast? Hashtag Co and Joe.
Yeah.
With an ampersand? No, you can't do that.
No, that'll break it. Co and Joe. And.
Co and Joe. So K-O-E and A-N-D Joe. And tell us your morning routine in a list style format. It's got to go viral, okay? We'll retweet you.
Yeah.
But you've got to go viral and tag us in it too.
Yeah, it's in the show notes. Just find it down there.
Yeah, it's in the show notes. Okay. So Joey, you're the king of morning routines. You are the literal king of morning routines. And I would say I love my morning routine, and it's from you in a sense. Well, but how should we start this? Let's just dive into the importance of morning routines. So in your purple brain, why do people need a morning routine?
Well, morning routine is critical because it sets the tone for your entire day. So a lot of people are just rolling out of bed whenever they feel like. Well, no, they first wake up, they snooze their alarm like 69 times. Then they get on Twitter and they scroll for a while, or they check the news or something like that, check emails, and just lay around for a couple hours. And then they get up and they immediately drink coffee. They don't drink any water or anything. Immediately drink coffee, and then like maybe they'll do something productive, or maybe they'll just like take a nap or something. And that's just not a good way to start off your day. It's not a productive way to start off your day. So it's important to have a good morning routine that helps you win the morning so you can win the day.
Right. So I would put it this way. I really like this way of thinking about morning routines, is that you're doing the things that give you energy. You're doing the things that build up the energy that you can sustain for as long as possible throughout the day. And you're setting up your physical and your mental energy for the start of the day. So you can, as you said, win the morning and win the rest of the day. Because if you start off on a shitty note and your mind is just fucking with you, imagine the rest of your day. That's how it's going to go. So you have to wake up, do what we're going to tell you soon, and let that carry on through the rest of the day. So Joey, before we dive into like what an actual morning routine should look like and the different parts of it, what is your morning routine? And don't tell people why you're doing something specific just yet.
Okay. I'm also not going to say times, because the timing of your morning routine is personal to you and your sleep chronotype and some other factors. So I'm just going to say what I do in order. So I wake up usually with my cat like nosing me in the face, because she's my furry little alarm clock. Her name's Oreo. You'll be hearing a lot about her. But usually either wake up with her pawing at me, or the alarm, my phone charging in my bathroom, goes off. There's a why to that. Get out of bed immediately. Go turn the alarm off. Come back and make my bed. Then I drink a pint of water. Feed my cat. Then put clothes on, because I don't want to get arrested, and then step outside for a couple of minutes to get some sunlight, usually about 3 to 5 minutes, even if it's cloudy. Then I come back in and look over my calendar for the day, see what I have going on. And that's usually about it. Morning routines are simple. Like, I know there are a lot of gurus who will like sell you their morning routine, but it doesn't need to be complicated. It shouldn't take you more than, depending on what you're doing, and there's a couple variables that I'll mention later, but it should only take you like 15, 30 minutes max.
Yeah. I like the longer morning routines. Like, I drag mine out purposefully because, well, one, I wake up at a decent time. Since you have had me getting outside, getting that direct sunlight in the morning, I've been waking up at 5:30 on the dot, like just immediately. And so what I do, I get up, I take a piss, I weigh myself, I put that in my scale app to make sure, like, that's what gets me out of bed in the morning, is like, I know that I have to weigh myself before I drink any water, before I eat anything or drink any coffee. Like, I have to keep it consistent every single day. So it's like, okay, first thing, go take a piss, and then weigh myself, and then brush my teeth. And then I haven't been putting a shirt on because I want to get direct sunlight. I'm getting into the habit of just going outside, walking around with my shirt off, like Ty Romper. He's a cool guy on Twitter. If you don't follow him, follow him. but he just doesn't wear a shirt at all. I like it. It kind of like, I wouldn't say I'm like a very vain person, or I don't know if that's the right word. Like, I'm not doing it to like, oh yeah, big muscle man. I'm doing it because, one, I haven't been laying out as much as I used to because I feel like I've gotten busy and I'm not in the sun as much to maintain my tan. So it's like, okay, I'm just going to walk around for 15 minutes a few times a day without my shirt. And it helps, like, it helps you get into a mindset of like not giving a fuck too, because it is a bit of like a mental resistance to do that, right? Because it's not normal, like, to just walk around in gym shorts with my shirt off around my apartment complex and not like by the pool. It's weird. So it starts to normalize and you're like, okay, yeah, I'm doing this. It's whatever. It's like a esoteric confidence booster.
Yeah.
Just with, don't wear your shirt when you walk outside. But I do that. I get that sweet, sweet direct sunlight in the nice 85 degree morning, Arizona mornings. And then I come back. I either am listening to a podcast on that walk, or I come back and I read a book, like 10 pages of a book that I'm reading. And then the challenge in Modern Mastery HQ is read 10 pages a day. So that is a part of it in the morning, and I've been really enjoying that. And then I meditate for 10 minutes or around 10 minutes. Like, I sit out on my porch and I just sit there, throw in some rain sounds, and then just breathe. And then after that, I make my coffee, get to my desk. And we're probably going to have to work on this, Joey, but the first thing that I do is check Twitter. I feel like I have to. That's the other thing, is like, I feel like I have to and get on there and reply and like retweet
people.
You broke
my speakers when you said that. Jesus. They started crackling like right after you said that.
Really?
Yeah. Not even.
You want to handle that right now? Is that something I shouldn't be doing?
No, I got to have a talk with your performance coach, apparently.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about that.
I mean, we're gonna encounter that along the way today. So.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, that's what I do. And I just get into work. Ooh, we could go through like a whole series of the next episode. We could do focus nightly work. And then nightly routine, like just a whole daily routine in general, like what to do at certain times in your day. But yeah, so now let's break down the aspects of a morning routine, like what you should have in your morning routine.
Okay.
Per individual. I'll let you handle this because you're the expert.
Yeah, so, okay, wow.
I just hate the word expert.
Yeah. So the most important part is to wake up. That's a good start. If you don't wake up, you definitely need to call somebody and figure out why.
What the fuck? You got? Okay.
I'm just saying, it's important. It's important. So
yeah.
Please seek help from a Twitter guru if you don't wake up in the morning, or ever, really. Wake me up inside. Anyway. So the first thing you want to do is get up without snoozing your alarm. So snoozing your alarm confuses your circadian rhythm. And what that's going to do is it's going to make it harder for you to get to sleep that night. It's going to make you less energetic and probably like more irritable, maybe more like sad and fatigued, make you hungrier, most likely. And it also just mess you up for another day or two. So get out of bed without snoozing. An easy way to accomplish that is to charge your phone, like most people use their phone as an alarm, which has other problems, I guess. Charge your phone as far away from you as possible at night. So my bathroom is across the hall from my bedroom. So I charge my phone and my watch in my bathroom. And that way I actually have to get out of bed and go like to the bathroom to shut it off. So that means like I have a second or two where I have to think about like being awake and alive, and which may be a lot for some people. But I also can't just like grab my phone off my nightstand and roll over and like, you know, snooze the alarm or scroll on Twitter or something like that. Mm-hmm. So get up, shut off your alarm. Next thing you want to do is make your bed. Making your bed is an insanely powerful habit. It sounds like a joke, but it's very helpful. The reason why is it's a little thing that starts building up your discipline. Now, if you live alone, then you're probably thinking, like, why does it matter if I make my bed? Like, nobody's ever going to know. That's stupid. That's exactly why you should take 5 seconds to make your bed. Because if you have that logic about making your bed, you probably have that logic about other things in your life, which could explain a lot. So you start making it. It's a small little habit that will start building discipline in other aspects of your life. Now, if you don't live alone, if you do live with someone and you get up earlier than them, make your bed anyway, so that they have motivation to get out of bed. So after that, what you want to do is go to the bathroom if you need to. You usually do, but weigh yourself if you want to, then drink a glass of water. So we get dehydrated throughout the night, but another purpose of sleep is detoxifying your brain through the glymphatic system and also detoxifying your body. So if you don't drink water earlier in the day, you're not only going to be pretty dehydrated and not feel good because of that, you're also going to be kind of like brain fogged because of all the crap floating around in your brain. So drink some water, like eight ounces, drink a pint, whatever. After that, you want to go out and get some direct sunlight. Even if it's cloudy, like, there's enough light comes through even when it's cloudy, but go out and get direct sunlight. What that's going to do for you is it's going to help modulate your circadian rhythm. And it essentially, it sets off a timer in your system so that your circadian rhythm starts releasing melatonin, the hormone that makes you sleepy, about 12 to 14 hours later. So if you're not getting sunlight early in the morning, or you're getting it like later in the day, or you're not getting any sunlight at any point, again, your circadian rhythm is going to be confused. And the circadian rhythm isn't just a cycle about your sleep. It affects several other things too. So easy way to help that is to get that sunlight earlier in the day. It only takes about 3 to 5 minutes from what I've read. And getting direct sunlight is much better than getting it through a window. So just go ahead and go outside. If you want to have a shirt on or clothes on, whatever, it's totally up to you and your local regulations. You do want to be able to come back inside later, though. So then after your morning sunlight, last thing you want to do is check your calendar. If you're not already using some form of calendar, I highly recommend you get on Google Calendar. Start using it daily to keep track of your meetings and events and your tasks. And that's the topic of another podcast episode right there. Task and time management. But you want to look over your calendar for your day or whatever scribbles you have and just remind yourself of what you have going on. Because trust me, there's no worse feeling than you just like chilling or working on something, and then you get a message that's like, hey man, are you joining our call? Happened to me once, not going to let it happen again. So I always make sure I know what's going on for the day. So that's the core morning routine. Now, there are two other things you can add to either your morning routine or your evening routine, which will be the topic of a future episode itself. One is called brain dumping. Brain dump journaling. I talk about this constantly. I probably talk about it like every single episode that we have. Brain dumping is where you take just a few minutes and either on a paper or in Notion, write down all the stuff on your mind. Positive, negative, neutral, just whatever. Business, personal, other. Just write it all down. Has many benefits. could honestly do a podcast about it itself, but it's incredibly powerful. So you want to do that. And one of the reasons why is it helps clear your mind. So I do this as part of my nightly routine, and most of my clients like doing it then because it helps them like get ready to fall asleep. But you might want to do it earlier in the day if you just have a lot on your mind, so that it clears your mind and enables you to start working. Then another habit that you can either do in the morning or in the evening is meditation. Meditation is another extremely powerful habit. And long story short, what it does is it increases your emotional control and your focus and your mental clarity. So kind of like brain dumping, you can either do it early in the day and like clear your mind for work, or you can do it later in the day and relax yourself and clear your mind for sleep. So that's why I was saying earlier that the time of the morning routine is kind of variable, because that's an alarm, because it's kind of dependent on whether you're adding in those other two habits. Because if you're adding in both the morning routine and brain dumping, that's going to add on about 15 or 20 minutes to your morning routine. But you can experiment and see which timing works for you.
Nice. I like that. So I missed a lot of those, but to recap, you preferably you wake up and then
what is your performance coach doing?
Swear to God. I don't know, man. I they're all out of order for me. But I'll write them down. I'm trying to hook everything together. But
it's basically a quick recap is wake up, then shut off your alarm, do not snooze, make your bed, drink water, feed cat, go outside, get sunlight, then come back in and review your day, and then start working. Or okay. Go to the gym or do whatever you have to do after that, but just review your day as soon as possible.
Yeah. Cool. Cool. That is our epic morning routine. Yep. Have you, I want to create a video about that. That's another thing that like fucks me up. Like as much as I love talking about the self-development stuff, have you seen, you know who Cody Ko is?
No.
Really? Well, he's like a social commentary channel, but he's funny. Oh boy.
I know the video you're talking about. Yep.
My epic morning routine, Dre yep. Drexler. That one's so funny.
Yeah.
But it's like it kind of shits on morning routines as a whole, like with unintentionally, but they're important, man. Like yeah. if I don't have structure at all in my days, or especially in my mornings, the rest of my day is fucked. Like I do firmly believe that like spontaneity is a good thing, but only if it exists with like it stems from a foundation of structure, right? Like you need those parts of your days that are structured and that provide that aren't so chaotic. And then from there, that's like the structure is where the structure in your days, like your morning routine, your nightly routine, your focused work routine, and anything else, all of your other habits are what set the foundation for winning your day.
Yep.
Right. That is how you win the day. And then spontaneity on top of that and doing whatever you want and all that relaxation and other stuff, that is just a bonus on top once you've already won the day. Right.
Yeah, I mean, my clients definitely notice on the days that they don't do their morning routine. Like, they tell me, like, oh, yeah, I didn't do it this morning. I'm feeling it. So, yeah, like, when you start trying it, it may be kind of uncomfortable. And that's the thing to keep in mind about any kind of improvements that you're making or any kind of change to your routines or your habits or anything is your brain's probably going to resist it at first. So it's going to feel uncomfortable and maybe even feel pointless. But that's completely natural. Like the brain is wired to resist change. So if you just push through that discomfort and keep working on building that positive routine, you're going to have some positive results from it. If you say that this sucks and you just give up, then you're not going to be able to tap into those positive benefits.
Yeah. So let's dive into, I prefer morning meditation.
Mm-hmm.
For that, what is your favorite process for meditating?
Like, so I've been what meditating do you advise? For a while, and I do it simply just sitting on the floor in silence. Somebody who's a beginner to meditation, I would recommend them start off using a guided meditation app. So that could be my personal favorite is Waking Up. There's also Headspace and Calm that are quite popular, and there are others, of course. But you can think of guided meditation apps as kind of like a training wheel or training wheels for your meditation habit. And it also explains, Waking Up definitely explains some of the theory behind meditation. And I found that the more we know about why we should be doing something and why it works, the more motivated we are to actually do it. That's why I like explaining, you know, the actual science and mechanism behind some of this stuff, because it helps us, helps motivate us to actually stick with it. So I meditate. The sweet spot seems to be around 12 to 15 minutes. That was the timing for the one study that showed the changes in the amygdala and the prefrontal cortex. I think they had people do it for about 12 minutes. So you can do it for that amount of time. But I would work up to it if you've never done it before. Because the thing is, we are so used to constantly having entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, we take our phone to the bathroom with us. Yeah. So when you try to sit down and not have any kind of entertainment, it's probably going to be pretty uncomfortable. Your mind's mm-hmm. going to be racing. You're just going to be, like, really just jittery and antsy because you feel like, you know, I should be reading something or doing something. So I recommend starting with an app because that's just going to make it a lot easier for you.
Yeah. And another thing that I've been testing recently that I found very, very helpful, but it's hard to do and it's hard to work into your schedule because, and remind me to ask you this question of like what you think about people saying that morning routines can be too long and like ruining the rest of your day because of that reason. But for meditation, what I've found is that when you don't give yourself a limit, you're more likely to get into that meditative state that you're trying to achieve, right? Because it is like an active process of just bringing your attention back to your breath. But when you don't put a time limit, like when you give yourself an hour, like if you give yourself an hour to actually meditate and you end up making it 15 minutes, but the 10 to 15 minute mark was like the deepest meditation you've ever been in because your mind isn't expecting that clock to go off so soon, that timer to go off so soon, then that's what makes the difference, right? And it's proven true to me is like when you're just like, okay, I'm going to meditate forever right now. And then you just like meditate for a good amount of time and you enjoy it and you notice yourself getting into that deep like space of no thought, that's when the magic happens.
Yeah. It's really like kind of a muscle. Like it's just something that you have to build up over time. I mean, a lot of the stuff, a lot of the concepts in mental performance can really be thought of as, you know, similarly to physical muscles, and they just have to be built up. Like focus is a muscle that gets built up in a way. Willpower kind of is. So it's just, you know, you first go to the gym and it's really hard because you're weak. But then you keep going, and then over time you become a tall blonde man who walks around outside with his shirt off. And then you're good at meditation. What's up? Yep.
Yeah. No, that's how it goes. And damn, meditation is a fucking blessing, man. Like when you do that, when you do it consistently for like 10 plus minutes a day, it's noticeable, yep. Right? Like you skip a day of meditation and you hear Danny Miranda talk about this all the time. It's like when you skip meditation after doing it consistently, you notice the effects. And it's the same thing like health wise too. Like if you do an elimination diet and then you have like a piece of fried food or something after 30 days of eliminating all like inflammatory bullshit, then like that fried food will fuck you up. And then it's like, oh wow, that this is what's got normalized to me at like that point in time when I was eating like garbage, right? So that's another thing to think about is like you may be operating at a very suboptimal state that has just become normalized to you, and you won't know if there is a higher quality of life waiting for you until you start developing those good habits like meditation, building a good morning routine, getting out in that direct sunlight, fixing your circadian rhythm, et cetera, et cetera. And then you'll start to realize, and like when you go back to the old habits or when you try it out again, it's going to fuck you up and you're going to be like, I don't ever want to do that again.
Yep. Yeah. Like when my clients get the habits of brain dumping and meditation and stuff like time and task management all built up, and then they miss it for a couple of days, they're just like, oh crap, like this is not a good day. It's so important to have those systems in place where you're just like doing them every single day.
Yeah. 100%. So you said the word systems. What do you mean by systems?
Systems, routines, habits, they're all kind of similar. Mm. I would say a system is a chain of habits, essentially. A chain of routines, so things that you do pretty much every day in succession. Because you can kind of put productivity on rails in a way, or optimal performance, you can kind of automate it in a way if you have good systems. So it's so important to take a systems-based approach to optimizing your performance, because when you build these systems, you don't really have to think about it much anymore. And the less you have to think about your routines, the more you can think about the stuff that you need to think about. That's a tagline right there.
Mm. Say that again?
So that's a tagline right there.
Yeah. But what was the tagline?
The more that you systemize things, the less you have to think about it, and the more that you can think about the stuff that you need to think about.
Ah, right. Yeah, I completely agree. So, yeah, that's how a lot of things are. It's like you're... Is that what they call... No, that's not creating a second brain. Creating a second brain is like a note-taking system, right?
Or yeah,
something like that. Notes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's creating a second you? I read about this somewhere in someone's copy. Like someone uses this as their angle. They're like, oh, there can be two of you. There's one where it's like autopilot. They call it like autopilot. Like, oh, you get the most important things done on autopilot so you can pay attention to the things that fulfill you, or some angle like that. That was pretty compelling. But no, that's the thing. And I like the whole systems thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe we should dive into that. We're pretty close to time. I mean, we've covered morning routine stuff. These stay between 30 and 45 minutes. But in terms of like the morning routine, is there anything else that you want to touch on there? Do you intermittent fast? Because I intermittent fast, and I love intermittent fasting, dude.
Yes, definitely. It makes it so easy. It definitely, I can't recall all the science of it right now, but it definitely helps with mental clarity and focus and stuff like that. If you're having trouble intermittent fasting, probably means that you either ate a lot of carbs the night before, or you just need some micronutrients. So if you put a little bit of salt in water and then drink it, like a little bit of table salt or pink Himalayan salt, obviously it's better. Put a little bit of that in water. Really helps with like the lightheadedness and weakness and stuff like that.
Redmond's Real Salt.
So good for productivity.
Yeah. Redmond's Real Salt, bro. That is where it's at.
No affiliation. yet. Maybe one day.
No affiliation yet. But fuck pink Himalayan salt. Fuck Celtic sea salt. Yeah, I like Celtic sea salt, but Redmond's real salt is where it's at. I put
one thing we could touch on really quickly is caffeine. So I know a lot of people like to drink coffee in the morning, and I still do pretty much every day. But
you and other Joey are on top of this, man. You're the anti-caffeine warriors, but in a more nuanced way. You're more nuanced than other Joey is. Like, you say that my caffeine consumption is fine. I drink about 2 cups a day.
Yeah, there are some extremists.
Way before noon.
Yeah, there are some extremists out there, but, you know. So we can just dive into caffeine as a whole in another episode, and that'll be the episode that gets a lot of one-star reviews. But coffee's not a personality, I'm just saying. But
yes, it is. Caffeine, fuck off. I'm going to give this fucking episode a one-star review.
Mudwater is a personality. No affiliation. Right.
I need a restock.
So with caffeine, two things that you can add to it that will help your caffeine be even more awesome. One is theanine. Mm. So theanine is a natural occurring substance. I don't know how it's derived. But it's a substance that's usually found in teas and some mushrooms. But it's a anxiety reducer, mild anxiety reducer. So if you ever have issues where you drink a lot of caffeine in the morning and you're just like kind of like too jittery to really do any productive work, theanine will help reduce that effect. Then the other thing you can add is lion's mane mushroom. And I think both of these ingredients are in Mudwater, by the way. Something that Dan loves. But lion's mane is awesome. It helps. It's not a ton of research on it, disclaimer, but I think it's good for like focus and learning and stuff like that. So definitely recommend that. I drink iced coffee year round, even in the winter. Not that we have very cold winters here in Georgia, but I drink iced coffee year round. So just throw it in your cocktail shaker if you have one. If not, get one. Throw the powders in there with your coffee, shake it up, and then add your ice and whatever other weird crap you want to add in there. But those two really just like supercharge your coffee. So theanine is actually, let me back up. One of the most popular nootropics, smart drugs right now, is caffeine and theanine put together in the same pill. And that's because theanine with caffeine gives you a cleaner boost than caffeine alone will. Now, like I said, theanine is also found in tea. So if you want to try switching to just drinking green tea in the morning, green tea does have some caffeine. You could do that and you probably feel a cleaner boost from that than you would from coffee as well. But then you'd be losing out on the appetite suppressing effects of coffee. So it's up to you.
Do you know if coffee in a fasted state fucks with your gut?
A lot of it can. If you drink a lot of it, and that's actually what happened to me a couple years ago. It fucked with my gut in the way that it gave me acid reflux pretty bad. So I didn't really know what was happening, but Thanksgiving 2019, I wound up having some pretty bad chest pain regularly. And I actually, I thought it was my heart. Because I was hypochondriac about my heart. And so I thought that I was like on the verge of having a heart attack, and got checked out. Everything kept happening. Well, I found out that it was acid reflux causing the chest pain because I drank so much caffeine. So what happens is if you drink a lot of caffeine, the seal, the sphincter at the top of your stomach relaxes a little bit, and it lets stomach acid bounce up into your esophagus. And because there's a lot of nerves in that area, it can cause you to have chest pains. If you don't know what's happening, it might cause you anxiety and panic as well.
Interesting.
So in other words, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm still going to drink it.
Yeah, cool.
For now.
Just don't put cream and sugar in it, or money Twitter will crucify you.
I would crucify myself if I did that.
Nice.
But yeah, black coffee only. That's a funny story to wrap up this podcast. We can wrap it up. The origin story of me drinking black coffee is that my dad bought a Keurig when I was in high school. I was like freshman year of high school, right? And this was only when I stayed with him, because I was in between my mom and my dad's house. And so when I was at my dad's, he had the Keurig. He didn't drink coffee. I actually have no idea why he bought it. Maybe it was just for me or my brother. And I would drink it with the like cream and sugar. But then eventually, like, I saw that all the people I looked up to, I've been following like the whole coffee shop lifestyle people for a long time, like the creatives that would just work from coffee shops from their laptops. And who knows, we became one, but they would always drink it black. And so I wanted to emulate them. And I forced myself to think that if I didn't drink it black, I wasn't a man. Like, I was a pussy if I didn't drink it black. So I'd put it in like a glass cup, not even a mug, and I'd bring it with me on my way to school in the mornings in my Saturn SL2 piece of shit stick shift car.
And, no affiliation.
Yeah, no affiliation. And blasting A Day to Remember, like hard post-hardcore like metal music. And I would just like take little sips and like almost gag every single time. And this is like shitty, like Sam's Club generic brand Keurig cups. Yeah. And eventually I got used to it. And since I got used to it with like that shit of coffee, that's what sparked like my heavy appreciation for like real coffee that takes time and like effort to yep. brew and roast. And like, you can actually taste it. It's like, I like to make this distinction too. We don't have to talk about this, but I like to make the distinction of like how there's beer.
I was just thinking the same thing. Yeah.
There's beer there's degrees of quality there. Then there's liquor, which is a concentrate, and there's degrees of quality there. And then there's weed, flower, which is, there's degrees of quality there. And then there's wax, which is concentrate, and there's degrees of quality. And there's coffee, degrees. And then there's espresso, concentrate, degrees. And like, each of them have their own snobs, right? There's IPA beer snobs, there's weed snobs, there's wax snobs, there's espresso snobs, there's coffee snobs, there's wine snobs, right? And it's just interesting to me. I chose the coffee route. I like my bean water.
Yeah. I mean, put some lion's mane in there, throw some cat fur into your bean water.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Hashtag cat fur.
Hashtag cat fur.
That should be the title of this episode. Twitter.
Hashtag no, cat fur.
No, it
shouldn't. No, I don't think we're on that level of shit posting yet.
Not yet.
If we blow up, we'll do something. But in order to blow up, we need your guys' help.
Yep.
And this is a cry for help. This is a cry for help.
Wow.
So please, for the love of God, post on Twitter your morning routine. Hashtag Co and Joe.
Catfur.
And tag us. Or hashtag catfur and tag us. I don't know. We need an affiliation for the podcast. We're trying to make this podcast big. So how about this? How about this? However you can support the podcast, just support it. Like, send us a tweet telling us you like this episode. If you follow it on Spotify, that helps boost it in the actual podcast rankings. If you 5-star rate it on Apple Podcasts and subscribe there, it does the same thing. It boosts it in the ratings. Just whatever you can do. Same thing with YouTube. If you subscribe and like it, it really helps, and it's free to do that, to support. So that would be awesome. Joey, shameless plugs.
So for those who aren't too familiar with me, need to listen to more of these episodes, but I am a performance coach for business owners. So I believe I have an opening coming up here pretty soon. So if you are interested in learning more about how we can work together to optimize your performance in business and life, then you can contact me on Twitter. I'm at twitter.com/cypreneur, or you can email me directly, joey@cypreneur.com, and we will converse.
Nice, nice. And then aside from Modern Mastery HQ, which you'll hear an ad for after this, I don't even know my job title, but I guess I'm a marketing consultant, marketing and funnel consultant for creators, coaches, and freelancers. The traffic source I use and leverage is Twitter. And then I also help you set up irresistible offers, set up your backend funnel, the Infinity funnel, teach you the sales process and help you close big deals and get more product sales, et cetera, et cetera. But the cool thing about it is that I work with you until you recoup your investment. So whatever you pay me, I do not stop working with you until you actually recoup that. So that's a plus, and that shows how confident I am. And then if you, depending on the package, we also guarantee a certain amount of followers per month. So you're building a digital asset along the way. So if you're interested in just learning more about that, shoot me a DM on Twitter @TheDanCo, and we can go on about that. But Joey, thank you again for coming on, even though it's kind of your job now and you're going to be on here even more, but it was fun. I'm enjoying these. And yeah, we'll see you in the next one.
Yep. Thanks, y'all. See ya.
My friends, thank you so much for listening to that episode of the Modern Mastery Podcast. I have a few favors to ask you. For a whopping $0, you can support this podcast by following, rating, and subscribing on whatever platform you are listening on. And for an additional $0, you can share this podcast on your social media accounts, tag me in it @TheDanCo. And I will share you on the community page. This truly helps the Modern Mastery community and podcast grow and allows me to bring you top-tier guests to fuel your hunger for wisdom. It costs $0, but it does cost you your time, and we understand how valuable that can be. But considering you spent an hour or so listening to this podcast, a one-minute subscribe or follow button click and social media share isn't too much to ask. And if you truly enjoyed it, we would hope that you do this out of the kindness of your heart. And we truly appreciate it. And the second favor, which costs money, is joining Modern Mastery HQ, the only platform you need to master your mind, body, and spirit while building a 5 to 10K a month online business as a creator, coach, freelancer, or entrepreneur. You can go to join.modernmastery.co to join 350 plus members and gain instant access to information that has the potential of making you hundreds of thousands of dollars over your lifetime as a business owner. With that, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Modern Mastery Podcast, and I hope to see you in the next one. Peace.